And of course, we had to cut brush ahead of the dredge. Otherwise, it would foul up the pump, water pumps. And that was one miserable job, I'll tell you. In the summertime, the mosquitoes were terrible. And I was smoking cigarettes at that time. And the old partner I was working with, his name was Forsgren, Forsgren. And he says, why don't you throw those pimp sticks away, he says, and take a chew of snuff. And by that time, I had cigarette holes in my mosquito net, so it wasn't doing much good anyway. So I thought, well, I will try that snuff. Maybe it'll keep me from burning holes in my mosquito net. I took one chew of snuff, and that was my last one. I got so sick, I thought I would die for sure. I just laid on a brush pile, and I was no good for the rest of the day. But it was good experience.
Well, this was at Chatham?
At Chatham.
As a young man.
Yeah.
That was approved.
Ruth just handed me a picture of the whole crew that worked on the
Chatham
Dredge. And is this a...
That was a cook.
Cook?
Sandy.
Sandy.
Names are on the back. And these are all pictures of the dredge. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean by the flume type coming out the back?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like an arm that comes out the back of the dredge.
Well, that's where the ripples in the water and the gravel comes off the back end of the dredge. And the gold stays in the ripples.
What an ingenious piece of machinery.
Yes, it is.